District on this Thursday, October 11th, 2018. And welcome everyone.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Torlakson is absent. Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hoagland?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Present.
All right, can you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, do you want to draw up approval of the agenda?
I will do the approval of the agenda. I second it.
Thank you, directors.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torlakson is absent.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. What say you, good directors?
I move that we accept the consent calendar as is.
Second.
The girls win.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Torlakson is absent.
Okay. All right, so we don't have any presentations. Mr. General Manager, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm happy to announce that our next second academy starts on Monday, October 15th, and there are currently 18 students enrolled in the program. Excited about that. They have two positions. They have another two that they will fill. But more importantly, I'd like to introduce our academy leader, Hezekiah Lloyd, and you may recognize Hezzy as he went through our program. He's been with the Teen Center and Randy for, how many years do you think?
12, going on 13.
13 years with the program. So he's homegrown. Real excited to have him here. If you'd like to say a few words to the board.
I just want to express my excitement and how, you know, when you stay dedicated to something, how it can really come and help you flourish, you know, in the when you've made it to that point where it's helped you grow. I can't say enough about how excited I am about this opportunity. I'm just, again, to be 12 years old and to be helping in the community, and then at 25 to get this opportunity to give back to the youth. I'm just very excited, and I thank you guys for having me.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, just as long as it's not a conversation.
Last week, I attended the dinner with Steve, and I was surprised and so happy to see you as the leader for this group. And I have to say why. I have seen you here for the last 12 years. I remember you being a kid. I remember you bagging groceries for the truck that comes in.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you going to the river when we did the cleanup over there. I remember you working in the garden, participating in unity in the community, putting tables down. I mean, it's endless.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a pleasure to have you. I'm honored to have you, and I have to say that the kids that you'll be mentoring will feel like you feel about Randy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I just want to say thank you, and I'm so glad it's you, because I've seen you around, and Evan and I were talking earlier, and I was saying, I can't picture his face, I just can't. But now that I see you, welcome aboard, you're more than welcome.
Thank you
I'm very,
so much.
Very proud to have working side by side with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. We're so glad to have him with us. We submitted our grant for the Promoting Safe and Stable Families program. That's our teen program. That was quite a venture to be able to submit that grant. We were actually a day early, and we'd like to give a special thanks to the San Francisco Foundation, who provided us with a grant writer on loan for this particular grant. Without her support, I don't know that we had the bandwidth to be able to pull this off. She was a taskmaster. Her name is Becky Jennings, and we're forever ever grateful for her hard work and to the San Francisco Foundation for their contribution towards this grant opportunity. So we're kind of in a wait and see right now, but I think we turned in a very strong grant that will be worth consideration. I just want to remind the board that we're getting a new website, slowly but surely. It should be operational next week, but I say that I think every month. There's migrating our current information over to the new one, and starting a new website is always a rather tedious task, but I think we should be ready to go. So I will let the board know, and you can visit the site and see how you like that. But I think the community will be very proud of the website and ease of use and the overall efficiency. Director Holglind asked a simple question, whether we can find out if our parks are safe or not. And I worked with Deputy Engstrand, who's here, and he went back and looked at police reports over the past year, and we had a conversation, and the empirical evidence, the ones that we can actually look at and talk about, and the response indicates that the parks are indeed safe. There are incidences that happen as with most locations and most parks, but none that would put this into the category of unsafe parks. As you know, that the city of Pittsburgh is responsible for the park that's in their jurisdiction, which is Ambrose Park, and the same thing is it's a safe park. So I think that we can rest assured with the information that we have that we can pretty much conclude that we're in pretty good hands with the sheriff's departments and the Pittsburgh PD. So I wanted to report that we have had an issue with pool break-ins, and we just don't know who it is. We're going to have to really concentrate on beefing up security there. There's going to be an investment required. We're going to need cameras and lights and alarm systems, and because the capital that it's creating, and it's the, you know, the human capital that takes to fix up what they've broken. What they'll do is they'll take the guard stand, they'll actually dump it in the pool. Getting that out is a very heavy and difficult proposition to get back on dry land. But we're looking into strategies to see if we can minimize the damage that's being done there. But it has been kind of consistent that it's happening maybe once a month, once every 6 weeks. And again, we don't know if it's just shenanigans from kids doing it or what. And this is happening after pool hour, after park hours, so the park is closed. We got a tree report back, as I had mentioned, that I was going to ask our contractor to provide a strategy on how to take care of our trees. We have had an ongoing tree problem. Our trees are getting older, and they're vulnerable to disease and just rotting at the roots, and are susceptible to falling. And we want to ensure that the community is safe. So our landscape provider had his arborist go around to each park and assess all the trees and come back with a plan. And this plan is like a 1, 2, 5, and 10-year plan, which I do appreciate. But the estimated cost for this is about $60,000. So we're going to have to continue carving out capital dollars to take care of our trees on an annual basis. And we're going to launch a program, and of course we'll incorporate that in part of our next fiscal budget. We do have some money now. I'm going to probably propose at the mid-year budget review that we allocate some more dollars for this year, and then of course bring that into a program, a capital program, just for our urban canopy for the remaining years until we get everything up to speed. Nothing has been done Other than going around and taking care of trees as needed, this will be proactive rather than reactive eventually, and that's where we want to be with our tree program. We are advertising a request for proposal for the auditorium doors that went out, and the deadline is in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we get some vendors that are interested. It's interesting, there's not a lot of vendors in the local area, so we had to get cast a broader net to try to get some more interest. So hopefully we, you know, only takes one bid that that qualifies, but from what I've received so far, we got about 18,000. We anticipated it was 25,000. I don't think that's going to be enough money. What we've had to do in the past with CDBG grants is we've had to return the money just because the engineer's estimate was so off. We've seen this with the pool too. You just don't know what the bid climate is or what the actual dollars are. So you do your best you can. You rely on the information that you have. But if we do, it's not necessarily you're going to have to return the money. We're just going to have to subsidize it more than the 25% that we anticipated, which, as you know, is money well spent since that's probably our busiest facility in the district. So more on that later as we go through the process of getting the RFPs. I did attend a seminar on Proposition 68. That's the park bond that was recently approved. It was held at Davis Park, which happens to be the first park I had a job at in 1971. To go back home to the original place I started in my career in recreation. They went through rather lengthy details. This is a preliminary look at the proposal, and just some of the notes that I have actually left the booklet in my office. But what they do is they have an area finder. The way this works is they're going to look at an area with a half mile radius. So you can go to your park and you can put a pin anywhere on the park. It's a big park. You can put it here. You drag it all the way down here, and the radius moves with it. And that radius, it may affect the demographics within that one half mile radius. So what it is very helpful because it's an and or situation. You need to be underparked or underprivileged or underprivileged to be able to do that. So what you do is you set the pin, it draws a circle, and you can see the median house income, which is $51,000 or less than $51,000, and the park acreage, which would be less than 3 acres per 1,000 residents. So if you look at those two figures, then you know immediately whether you qualify to be part of this is the competitive grant. I haven't seen anything on the per capita grant. So again, it makes it a lot easier instead of applying for it and finding out we're not eligible, is to go ahead and put the pin on there, drag it around. And again, this is preliminary. I don't see it changing. It can change, but I doubt that it'll change. But interestingly enough, Ambrose Park does not qualify. Drag it anywhere you want. It will not qualify either park acreage or median income. This facility does. It qualifies under both park acreage and income. And that's because the community center itself would not if it was just the community center. But since it's a part of a broader area, they will consider that. Remember, it's a park bond. And so they'll be more favorable to parks. The idea is to create parks where there are no parks in disadvantaged portions of the community. And towards that end, there's round one, I think, is $650 million, of which only $134 million is set aside for renovating parks. It's a statewide proposition, so the funds will be competitive amongst the entire state of California. And in Prop 84, the previous bond act, it was a 10-to-1 ratio. So for every one grant they awarded, there were 10 applicants. So it's very competitive. Again, the community center would qualify. A better application may be the park itself and the surround the parking lot and the playground and the amenities around that. But of course, it'll have to be brought back to the board for further discussion. But I just wanted to let you know at a cursory view that we're eligible here and not eligible at Ambrose for the competitive part of the component of Prop 68. And I do believe that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Is the reason that that we don't qualify for the park because they're taking into consideration the income of the people that live up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyone within half.
That's right. Yes.
So they're picking up Oak Hills and all that area. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep, and that new construction on the other side is safely out.
Thank you, Joanna. Anybody else? All right, so we don't have a legal counsel report. Moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. And first, Deborah Polk, please. Welcome.
Good evening. Ambrose District Board members. My name is Deborah Polk, a proud member of ECRG and a property owner in Bay Point. This evening, I'm here to share my concerns regarding the process of your last budget meeting. As a property owner in Bay Point, it concerns me how taxpayer dollars are being spent. Several ECRG members attended the budget meeting.
Can I interrupt you just for a minute? Is this more appropriate during that part of the agenda?
If you're talking about the past, are you talking about the past budget or
just budget meeting?
Or just the budget meeting.
Just the budget meeting, so that'd be fine.
Okay, I apologize. Please continue.
Okay. Several ECRG members attended the budget meeting on September 27th. We were about 5 minutes late, but according to the clock inside the room, we were almost 10 minutes late. This is not the first time that we have attended meetings and the clock in this room is fast. I would like to bring this to the attention of the board so you are aware for future public meetings. We understand that you must follow certain guidelines due to the Brown Act, but the budget committee meeting did not feel as clear and transparent as set forth by this act. By the time we picked up our agendas and were seated, the committee was more than halfway through the agenda and well into the discussion of expenditures in the budget report. It was also very concerning to us that the budget provided to the public was missing some critical information that would help clarify questions about how public tax dollars are spent. The document provided did not offer any information on incoming funds to Ambrose, which made it difficult to truly analyze the numbers. At one point prior to the ending of the meeting, an ECRG member asked if it was appropriate to ask questions. We were told in no uncertain terms that we arrived late and public comment was now closed. We were all taken aback at how quickly the committee moved through the agenda items. As a courtesy, we were allowed to ask a few questions after we were told to complete the public comment forms. I'm requesting that when the budget committee meets again, similar to all public meetings, that you use a microphone, sit at the dais, and face the public. Some of us had difficulty hearing much of this discussion, and we were seated in the first and second rows. As a property owner in Bay Point, I would very much like to understand how taxpayer dollars are being spent on our parks. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry for that interruption, Ms. Polk.
Okay.
Next, Brenda Nolaski, please. Welcome.
Hello, Ambrose District Board of Directors. My name is Brendan Wolaski, and I'm a member of the East County Regional Group. Today I'm here to continue the conversation about a full remodel for the Ambrose Park bathrooms. We have heard you share your intention and desire to build a fully new restroom. While we have expressed our support for an expedited short-term renovation, we also wholeheartedly support giving families a new restroom facility. We understand that renovating and building up a new bathroom at Ambrose Park is an involved process, and there are many options on how to move forward. However, everybody agrees the bathrooms at Ambrose are in dire need of repair. We would like to hear from you how you plan to remodel these bathrooms and a potential timeline for the project. Going forward, we can continue to offer our help, including supporting your application for Prop 68 grants, or anything else we can do to partner with cities and funders. But the ultimate direction has to come from you. We are asking for a real board commitment to Ambrose Park. We trust that you share this commitment. You have specified support for Ambrose in your master plan and in our Bay Area or Bay Point Parks assessment workshops. You, Board of Directors, have the power to give Bay Point children and families a park that can get them out of the house and lead to happier and healthier lives. The residents of Bay Point deserve it. Last month, you expressed interest in only moving forward with a plan for a remodel. To this end, we would request that a plan for the full remodel be agendized and discussed at the next Ambrose meeting. We continue to remain committed to work in partnership and appreciate your support to have these discussions at the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Christine Clark, please. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, board members. My name is Christine Clark, and I'm a member of ECRG, East County Regional Group. And I wanted to share that I also attended the budget meeting. And I had a few suggestions for the meeting. It was unfortunately very hard to hear the speakers, and I wanted to suggest that for all Ambrose District public meetings that you use a microphone and sit at the dais. It will allow the public to easily follow the conversation by clearly seeing and hearing the information. This is especially important when discussing financial matters of public dollars. The setup was also very unwelcoming and made the public feel like they were intruding into a private setting. It would be very helpful if you would have the budget projected onto a big screen so we can all follow along. There are instances where I felt that you were rushing through the budget and not allowing a process for questions. We would request a clearer and transparent public process for this meeting, these meetings in the future. And then lastly, I also had some clarifying questions surrounding your budget that I hope I can get an answer to. And can you please respond to me with how I can acquire these answers? There is one question specific to the budget that I had about the capital unassigned funds amount of $210,149. I'm just unsure what this is used for and if any of the unused portion goes into the reserve fund. I did not see a copy of the income statement either, the income portion of this, either to compare that to the expenses, and we would hope that can be provided at that meeting as well. I do see that you have it here now, which is great, but it would be very helpful to also have it at the budget meeting, the income portion. And I wanted to, I'll leave you also with a copy of my suggestions, so they may serve as formal documentation and record of my request for this information. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And last we have Gabby Rivas.
Welcome. Good evening, board members. My name is Gabby Rivas with First Five Contra Costa. I'm here before you to speak about an exciting way to meet our mutual goals of improved bathrooms at Ambrose Park. I noticed that an opportunity with future builds was not mentioned during the general manager's report. However, I would like to share with you this tremendous opportunity for a cost-efficient way to improve the Ambrose restrooms. Future Build, a nonprofit organization in Pittsburgh, trains young adults trade skills to prepare them for viable jobs. An Ambrose Park bathroom renovation project would offer the Future Build young adults to learn skills and also at the same time provide a much needed service to Bay Point and Pittsburgh communities. This partnership could result in safe, clean, and usable bathrooms for Bay Point families and children while also being cost effective to the district budget. The board has expressed a desire to improve the parks in Bay Point, but has shared time and time again that you are unable to move forward because of the lack in funds. This program would offer the labor free of cost, leaving the district to only be responsible for materials. Working with Future Build, we could look forward to having improved bathrooms possibly as soon as the spring. As we have shared previously before, we believe that working together, we can find ways to support the Bay Point community. Please know that we are here to help in any way we can. We hope that the board takes advantage of this opportunity that will help improve the Bay Point community and that you can offer an update by the next meeting. Thank you.
Madam Chair. Yeah, just a quick answer. I was in conversation with Future Build, explained the situation. They will be in conversation with me, but this is about a new build, not a renovation. Right. They were not interested in doing something with a temporary build that may be torn down within 1 or 2 years. So we're pursuing Future Build in a partnership with them. Haven't heard anything more other than they were excited about the opportunity to work with us. They have a new semester coming up in January. And they'll be talking to me then, but I'm sorry I didn't provide that information in my general manager's report.
Yeah, I know you have a really great relationship with partners outside our
yes.
district, and we really appreciate that.
Yep.
All right, moving on. Board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Our first board matter is consideration of declaring the 2001 Chevrolet Malibu as surplus property and authorize the sale of the vehicle at public auction.
Yes, Madam Chair, this is a matter of procedure. The district does own a 2001 Chevrolet Malibu. It was used long ago when the staff was more robust. It was used by the recreation supervisor and by other staff members. Those staff members are no longer with the district, and there is no present need for the Chevrolet Malibu. It's actually taking up space in our maintenance shed that we could definitely use. So the procedure is that the board declare it surplus, and then it goes to the public auction for public bid, and the funds collected and put into the district's reserve. So we're asking for the board to have this property surplused.
Do I have a motion to declare
Madam Chair,
surplus?
Is there any public request to speak for?
There is not.
Okay. Madam Chair, can I make a motion that we declare the 2001 Chevrolet Malibu is surplus property and authorize the general manager to sell the vehicle at public auction.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Hoagland and ladies Garcia.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Torlakson is absent.
Thank you. Moving on, consider approval of the 2017-2018 final budget. That's right. Okay. Thank you.
Oops. Good speaker.
All right. Anna McCop.
McAdoo?
Anna?
Yes.
How do you pronounce that?
McAdoo.
McAdoo. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening to all of you. I was doing I didn't fortunately have too much time to review the whole thing together. I just have some questions about the item, what you made, the note for maintenance, and what it said that two assessments are included on this item, one for $270,000 project, $265,378 ending. On the cost of the Rosen Park Recreation Center assessment, and a second assessment part done for $51,428, being a total of $321,428. That is a pretty good amount of money, actually. And after hearing all the work, you know, that the community has been doing for the past years, on working with you together, I remember they did an assessment, really part assessment that was pretty extensive. And my question is any consideration was done, you know, to the information that was provided by these groups on the work in the community that they did together, or why this assessment extra were paid is my concern on here.
Madam Chair, I'll try to ask that. I think we'll just take one that I'm clear about the assessment for $265,000. The citizens of Bay Point voted to tax themselves for additional funds for park maintenance, Now, to be clear, there are two separate types of funds that we're talking about. There are general operating funds, which would be your household budget that you pay your PG&E with and buy food with and your cable bill and whatever else has. That's the general operating budget. That's where the 265 goes. Now, capital budget would be the one that you would put a new fence in your home or a new roof on your home. These are usually one-time fees. Those would be more in line with what the assessment was that East County Regional Group came up with when they did their assessment. They came up with capital items. For example, the renovation of a restroom. That would be a capital cost. That falls outside of the $265,000 assessment. That's for general operating purposes, so it would not be capital money. And your suggestion is, would they take some of that money and do some of the things that you guys suggested? No, we're just using that for our capital costs. Operational costs. That would include just general maintenance, mowing lawns, paying salaries, and things of that nature.
Thank you.
Hey, MJ, I just messed around with your AC. Or can we turn it off?
Freezes. Yeah.
I think so. I put it in the middle where it says off. That's
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know it says do not touch, but I couldn't stand it. Thank you,
General Manager.
It was hot before.
Do I have any other, anybody else requesting to speak on this item before taking it to the board? Taking it to MJ? All right. Do you have some? No.
Okay. Thank you. First of all, do any of your board members have questions after?
You did a great job
looking
annotating
at
it, especially.
Okay, now I'll go through the notes and why some of this stuff happened. On the income, we did receive more property taxes than we did the previous year. No, we're talking about 17-18, and that's more than 16-17. We haven't gotten any this year yet, so we don't know if it's going to be more or less. The community garden just started last year, and we set up an income account because people will be renting spaces out there to grow there, and also added an expense account under the center grounds. For this year, we actually put some in the budget, but this is last year's, so there's not one in there. The pool, that was our second year last year, our first year last year, actually, this was our second year. It did better than we thought. We always knew that pools cost, they're not an income-making proposition, so it's costing us about $60,000 a year to operate the pool. That's the water and PG&E and the guards and everything. That's over and above everything we took in.
So that's the loss. We operated a $60,000
yes.
loss.
Yes,
on the pool.
We do.
Right.
We do. The Teen Center grant, they've been doing some changing of the grant at the county, and it went last year from 1 year to 18 months. This year it's going to be from December for another 18 months. So that's why that's just off a little bit. But the expenses, this receptionist got a step increase, so hers went up a couple thousand dollars. The conferences, the board members only attended one conference that year. The recreation registration fees under the administrative expenses, it was more than we thought it was because we just started that a couple of years ago. And the credit card company that processes the purchases, like the rentals and the registrations for classes, they charge a fee. And this is a fee. There's a one-year flat fee, usually, and then per charge. So that's the, it was a little more than we expected. Let's see. If you go down to the center building, under the dumpsters, it was a little more because the recreation coordinator and the teen center coordinator cleaned out the garage, and we had to get an extra dumpster, and it's about $1,000 per pull extra. Same thing on the shared park expenses under the dumpsters. We're having a ongoing, it's been for the last 5 years or so, a homeless problem at Ambrose Park where they like to break into the bocce ball building and live there. And then we have to, after the police get them out, then we have to clean all their stuff up. So we really had to get two or three different times, we had to get extra dumpsters. And I think they're just got a larger dumpster too for this year, just it's going to be more expensive even. The equipment, there was a theft. Now, that's not this theft, June. There was a theft, a break into the shop up the Ambrose Park, and this $2,400 replaced tools and equipment that were stolen out of the maintenance shop when someone broke in.
Car insurance didn't.
It wasn't enough. We have a $2,000 deductible. And just on the side note, we had another break-in in June, and they took everything. They even took the truck. We found the truck, and it was fine. There was nothing wrong with it, but we'll have a big charge this year, too, because they had to replace larger equipment.
Right.
But we are getting reimbursed.
But we did get reimbursed. I think it was we spent $6,500 and we got $4,000 and some back from the insurance company. So that helped a lot.
Yeah.
The county parks, a lot of the county parks and all our parks, like Doug was saying, have tree issues. Irrigation issues are really bad at the county parks because, well, we call them the county park because they're old systems, and we just try and get them going as, you know, things happen. So, and it's very expensive, I have to tell you. And they're also, we do try and do them as soon as we can because they are on, except for Lynbrook, they're on city water. So if there's a leak or if there's, it's very expensive. And thank heavens, I have to say thank you for putting well in Lynbrook Park because that saved us a lot of money. At Lynbrook Park, though, the slide was broken and we had to replace it. It was about $6,000+ to replace the slide at Lynbrook Park. At Anuta Park, it was a little extra for equipment repairs because there's one swing there. There's only two swings, and one of them, somebody keeps cutting off, and just cutting them off, so we have to replace those. As I said about the pool earlier, it costs us about $60,000 a year to run that pool. The Bay Point Youth Academy is a fairly new program for us. There was leftover, that is from a grant from the Koshland Foundation, San Francisco Foundation. One of the coordinator before Hezekiah resigned, and there was a few months where we didn't have a coordinator, we didn't have a program. So, well, Randy did the best he could in doing both. But there was extra money left over, but that carries over to this year. It's not a use it or lose it. It's a can carry over to the next year. Looks like there was about $16,000 to carry over to this year, which they can use. The general fund capital projects, that was the $22,000 that we spent. Lights for the center was $2,750. And every time we have something happen to the ballasts or the light fixtures, we have the electrician change to LED. And that will eventually save us money once we get them all replaced, but a computer for the receptionist, that was $3,000. Ambrose Park, we had tree work done at Ambrose Park for $6,900. We had to buy new tables and chairs for the auditorium, that was $3,200. The phone system was $3,400, and we spent $2,900 on the 5R under the playground areas for all the parks. And we spent more. We had, that was only two parks, wasn't it? So we're going to be spending more of that this year, too. And that's about it.
Anybody have any questions?
I do have to say, but they were asking about the capital unassigned funds. What that figure is there is our income, our general income over the expenses. Now, our audit is being done right now, and that is not the final. They will have a final figure for us. And if we do, that does go to the reserve.
Okay.
Some of it.
Right.
Any questions? Sorry.
First of all, I want to just ask that great job for staying within the budget. I mean, what everything is under budget, and it would have been better if we would have had, for example, the extra $8,000 that we spend on cleaning up garbage.
Right.
The other $3,000 that you spend in buying new tools, it would have been great not to have those expenses. I have a question in regards to neighborhood parks. The Boger Park?
Boger.
Twice as much. And I was wondering, is that tree or irrigation?
Irrigation.
Huh?
Irrigation.
Irrigation. Okay.
Yeah.
Kills.
And the same thing for Hickory.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have irrigation problems at both of those that actually can, pardon the pun, soak up a lot of dollars.
Right.
All the county parks, because we usually, some of them we spend very much less than this. Yeah. Our general fund for spending, well, for those parks, I mean, the assessment's only for $51,000 that we get from the county.
Right.
And you can see we spent another $27,000, and that was irrigation and trees. And
lastly, I want to mention that and make sure people understand that we spend $60,000. That's over on the pool. So this is money that every year it costs us $60,000.
We live.
Right. Years ago when I learned that it will cost like $35,000, so I kept on saying, oh my God, that's a huge amount of money every year. Well, now it's $60,000. So it's huge. The pool is a necessity, and we have to spend this money there, no other way. But thank you, because you guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Please. I really want to say thank you, because we are definitely in the black. We are not in the red. And I know it's because, Doug, because of you and Mary Jane, and that's the reason why we are definitely where we're at right now. And I appreciate it so much, because you guys do such a great job. And I know that everything is like, do this, do that, but I understand, because I do go to the parks. And I do see them, and I do see things, and I'm like, oh my goodness, do I dial 911 or what? You know, but you got to do what you got to do. But really, I have to say, you guys maintain a lot here.
I think this is, last year was our third year of being in the black, and...
No, it's the fourth year.
Fourth year.
Yes.
This will be our fifth year. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
One point I need to make is the assessment that we set up in 1997 that covers Ambrose Park and this community center. There was not an accelerator put in, so it was $265,000 then, and it's still $265,000. And if you look at this, we were short $35,000 from the assessment So that came out of general fund too. And we are lucky the last few years our property taxes have gone up, but that's not always going to be the case. So we, that's why we have to watch our pennies.
Madam Chair, I make the motion that we adopt the final budget operating budget.
Can we cross that for a minute?
Sure.
Because I just wondered if you wanted. I just wanted to say that for years and years this district ran in the red, and I kind of look at this when I came into this board as somebody who owns a home and raises a family. How scary that is to have expenses and realize the money coming in doesn't match what you have to pay every month for your mortgage, for your lights, for when your car breaks down. And that's a scary thing for me. And I'm really proud of our staff and our board for, as Director Garcia said, this is our fifth year of running in the black. We have a lot of challenges, but what you guys can be assured of is this board is very fiscally responsible. We take the fact that we oversee your money really seriously. We want to make sure that we have a reserve for when the trees fall, for when a pump breaks. We want to set aside a little bit so that we can have some upgrades to our facilities. But we are a small district and we're a pretty poor community. So we have very limited resources, money-wise, to work with. And once you get on this side and really start to understand the numbers, it's amazing what our staff does under Doug's direction, what we're able to accomplish. And it's really something to be proud of. And I'm just thankful so much to you for your direction, and Mary Jane for all your good work, and to also the committee for looking after the numbers. I really appreciate it. I sat on that committee for a couple of years, and thank you so much, Dr. Hoagland and Garcia. I really appreciate it. So I just really wanted you guys to know that you can go home every night and know that we are really looking after your dollars and hoping to, and spending them wisely.
Okay. Madam Chair, I'll make the motion that we approve the final 2017-2018 operating budget.
Thank you, sir. The ladies Garcia, how are you going to do this, MJ?
I'll give it to Lupe.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you. I give it to Evan.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torlakson is absent.
Okay. There is no public hearing at this time. We move on to closed session. There is one matter of anticipated litigation under Government Code Section 54956.9D4. And we will adjourn for closed session.
Okay, we're good now.
Okay, at this time, I would like to adjourn us back from closed session. There was no final action taken on the matter. Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
So, committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda.
Madam Chair, thank you so much. Mr. General Manager, thank you for the police report. The report on the safety of the parks. It is always our concern that our parks be safe, and I have to tell you that as I'm out and about in them, I never feel unsafe. But it's nice to know that now we're on record that they've looked back and everyone is safe. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. We were, Director Garcia and I were lucky enough to go to the Bay Point Youth Academy's welcoming or
acceptance letter.
Yeah, it was a long invitation name. But the kids were all excited, the parents were thrilled. I am just crazy excited that the leader of that is from within, and that we can't crow enough about that. That's something that, you know, a child in our community grew from within the community to come back and give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be screaming about that forever now, okay? Kids seemed excited, and thank you for inviting us. I'm sorry that only two of us got there, but it was, it's tough to get to everything. You want to go because you want to tell the kids you really love them and you appreciate them, but, you know.
I have to say the only reason I made it was because I thought it was the district, this meeting, so I came and I was like, waiting for the meeting, and then there was nobody here, so Doc goes, there's no meeting today, and I'm like, what do you mean? It's not the second Tuesday of the month? I mean, Thursday, she goes, no. So he goes, but Steve is looking for you. And I'm like, okay. They told me food.
I had to invite her for, you know, dinner, so.
But it was wonderful. And like I told the young man, I was ecstatic.
But so thank you very much. Gives us great excitement when we can see that. Again, I want to go back to our assessment is from 1997. That was forever ago. People get pay raises. Golden State Water has, since 1997, it would be fun to see just how much they've raised our water bill. And that alone could probably take the total $200,000, just write it over to Golden State. You know, it. Mm-hmm. People don't understand that the money that we get has strings attached. And they're not strings, they're ropes. And they bind us in ways that it isn't, well, golly gee, we could just, you know, spend it on that. No, if it's assessment money, the law says you can only spend it on this or that and nothing else. And when I understand that people think that, you know, there's a need in a given place, but unless that given place is listed in an assessment where funds are coming in to cover it. You know, when we did the settlement on the county parks, and I was a part of that, and I'm still, I know Mary Jane wants to shoot me every time.
Yes,
they
do.
But I still think that was the greatest thing we did because we increased the acreage of our parks in our community that we have control of. And Lynbrook has become the jewel of those. So I'm still glad we have them. The work that you guys do, I always love it when someone gives suggestions, and we certainly can take suggestions, and I don't think either Eva or I have a problem with the budget committee sitting in the dais. That's never an issue. So next time, you know, let's sit at the dais. And I do
it's
understand
kind of
when you're talking about the projection of our voices.
Yeah.
Because when we're talking four people facing each other,
that's hard.
It isn't the same projection as me sitting up here looking out that way. And those are, you know, easy.
Well, I thought what we could do, which would probably be better, is take these tables and have them like this, so we can still kind of face each other, but be open.
And that would be great. That would be great. That's still serving the purpose of putting us speaking to them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm for anything that people want to suggest if they have a solution that quite frankly, doesn't cost us any money. General Manager and I were just talking about that tonight. That, you know, I have a whole lot of ideas that if they don't cost money, we can do. But if they cost money, we're in.
And I don't agree with you. I just think that, you know, we can speak louder, but, you know, every time they want something changed, then we're all here changing everything, and then they stop coming. They're coming now because they want this. A year from now, they're not going to be here, and we're going to be sitting up here addressing no one.
Right, but she just said not to do it. We could do it down on the floor. I don't care. I just, what I'm saying is that it doesn't hurt us to listen to those, and if we can take constructive criticism and use it to our benefit, I think we should. This clock thing has been...
I'm getting a new clock.
Thank you.
And a bigger one.
that's
pretty
you know, the
small.
One that's in Doug's office now, you know, there's no reason we can't invest district funds in buying clocks for, you know, the public rooms in this building and have them all set so that it's 6 o'clock the same place everywhere, okay? That is frustrating because when you come to a meeting, that first session where you get through public comment takes no time at all. And so you're out of public comment before the public's had a chance to go to the bathroom and get back in here. I understand that, and if we are more studious to the clock time, then when they say that, you know, we, because I'm fine with making those statements that we didn't, we started when their watch said one thing and ours said another. We're all on this big clock and everybody can see it, and every month it's not wrong, okay? I'm not sure about the TV.
I have one in my office that is atomic clock, and it goes by whatever time the United States goes by. And even on daylight savings, it changes itself. So I can get one of those, and it will be the
time
it's supposed to be.
And I'm not sure about putting things on the television. I mean, we don't even use the television on our regular meetings for regular stuff for the...
If they have it in front of them, it's
right, that's what I'm saying. So the television, I'm not, you know, I'm willing to turn the tables and face them, okay?
But Steve,
the other thing that we have to look at is when we're talking about expenses and they want to talk about the budget, Prop 68, it has different types of funds available, okay? And some are, the per capita is simple. The per capita is going to be, they're going to look at how many people are in Bay Point, they're going to write the check, and it's going to come and it's going to say Bay Point check. All the rest of that money is going to have to be fought for against every other agency in the state of California. And we are going to have to understand that that might entail paying a grant writer for nothing. I mean, you write a grant, you don't get them, okay, necessarily. But we can't ask our existing staff to jump through all these extra hoops for these things. We're going to have to fund it from some source other than prayers and wishes, because Doug can't possibly, Mary Jane can't possibly go through all the steps. And this young lady, Becky, if there's a way of looking at some money that, you know, she can help Doug over the course of a year to do X, we need to do something, because we can't expect them to be our grant writers too.
Vinny, going back to, because I totally disagree with what you're saying in regards to, you know, they requested
Madam
we have
Chair,
to.
Yeah.
They
yes,
requested.
This amounts to a discussion.
Yeah.
And you have to have it agendized before you can go back and forth.
Yeah.
The same.
We're kind
you
of
can
getting
talk
a lot
about
of
you as long as you're not. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like
Let's,
to say something.
Yeah,
okay.
Please. Sorry about that.
I think, you know, they have great ideas, and I think we should, you know, look into it. But I'm saying, coming up here, having a speaker,
we just have
and
to
then,
kind of focus and not go on that.
Yes, and then I also wanted to say whatever happened to the stove that Hinkle was supposed to look at? Did they look at it, or did they drop the ball? Or because I see them in 2 weeks.
They actually called. They were going to get back to us shortly after they met with us. They didn't. So I had Debbie Giles give them a call. They're still pursuing that. They were going to send somebody, some of their people out to look to repair the freezer rather than replace. And
stove.
No, freezer.
No, they're doing both.
They're doing both.
Oh, okay.
So they were offering to repair the freezer, but the short answer to your question,
mm-hmm.
we're still working with them and they're still trying to provide us the stuff.
Okay, because I just want to know if they dropped the ball that I was going to mention something to them. And then the other thing that I just wanted to touch on is I think the Bay Point families with the bathroom need new bathrooms. And I don't want to have the old bathroom. I would prefer to have it done like we did the pool, get it done right.
I think that's put to bed, don't you guys, as a board?
Yeah,
agree?
So I just wanted to...
Okay. Just so we know.
Okay.
Anything for next month?
No.
Anything for
no.
next month?
No.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion?
I I motion to close.
Adjourn the meeting.
Adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? No. Thank you.
Push your button.
Yeah, push your button.
Oh, sorry.
I just wanted to let you know.